Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSB Magazine. Every company has a story to tell, from the small startup to the large enterprise, and everything in between. This is one of them. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Marco, here we are.
Here we are again. This is a very exciting conversation, and I want to call it a confession. It's an entire series of it.
I know. Are you going to be truthful in your confession?
I don't know about me. I'm not the one getting into the confession, but we got five from our friends at Devo, and we're looking for the truth, and we come out with this idea that the logs don't lie.
Logs don't lie. The truth is in the logs. The
Just
challenge
find
is
it.
Challenge is do you have all the logs you need? Can you analyze them? Can you find what you're looking for in them? And can you actually do something with it? And the team at Devo is poking a little fun at this problem with a series of videos, Logs Honest Truth, that they've put together. But as we know, Marco, in every joke, there's a sliver of truth. There's a sliver of truth, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're peel away. We're going to have a good time. We're going to peel away the joke and look at the reality of logs, and more importantly, what you see in them and what you should be able to do with them. And we're going to hear a confession of a cybersecurity consultant, and we're going to hear that confession, which is a real confession from a real customer, presented to us by Kayla Williams from Devo. Kayla, thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start at the beginning. Just having access to logs in general. And there's this notion of collect everything, right? And eventually you'll be able to use it for something. But if you do that, you hit a wall. And I think in this confession, it's a wall of unscalability, as I call it. So maybe can you kind of give us a background on this particular confession as from a cybersecurity consultant? I think it was specific to a healthcare organization, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So from what I understand, this particular customer came to us and said, you know, we had an incident and we weren't able to detect it. We missed it completely because we didn't have all of the logs going into the right places. We weren't able to scale with the volume of logs that we really should have been looking at. We just didn't have the space for it. And because of that, they missed a significant incident, which led to having to report things to different compliance channels, you know, through HIPAA, HITRUST. There's a lot of requirements there. And due to this lack of visibility, they had to then go and once it was discovered, because obviously things do come to light eventually, they had to make sure that they had enough insight into what had happened, what went wrong, which is all captured in the logs if you're logging correctly. And then to be able to pay for, you know, your customers or patients who have been breached, you are obligated to pay for some of that monitoring services for your identity, which is very costly. And it just ruins your reputation as well. So not only are you having the cost of this extra service, having an investigation, but what about your brand? Your brand as a hospital, as a doctor's office, people expect you to protect their data. And when you let them down, they go elsewhere. And that really is a big risk.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're kind of looking into this is this amount of information. I made the joke on one of the other episodes that, you know, three blades are better than two, and maybe four are better than three, and then six and seven. But that's not the truth. It's not a quantity game. I mean, quantity is important to get as many logs that you can. But if there is no quality, if you can't filter, then you really have this wall. So one of the things about this confession is from the perspective of the practitioner, many times you have to play with what you got, what the company has. But that confession has a lot of truth in the way that how can you make things better when you leave these kind of things, when you're the person that is dealing with this wall? So what are the advice that somebody in this role can give to the people that develop the software, the system, the tools?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, logs vary between applications, devices, systems, and operating systems. You know, you need to make sure that you know what you're looking at and what you're looking for. And having those rules set up for your alerts is going to help you to, you know, prevent you from hitting that wall. But let's say you're, you know, a massive organization, like you're a hospital chain, you're in a security operations center, and you've got screens everywhere and logs and, you know, graphs going up and down. You need to know if you can scale, right? You need to have a flexible like platform behind you that, you know, I mean, COVID, right? No one expected the influx of patients that the hospitals have had over the past year. If they didn't have the ability to scale in their systems to capture all the logs and all everything that's going on, you're going to miss some valuable data. Maybe not necessarily just an incident or a potential incident, but lots of other valuable data that's being pulled from that information could be lost because you haven't scaled. And you know, God forbid, if something went down and you had a patient and a doctor who's doing something or something, you know, whatever it might be, doing something wrong or malicious, and you miss it. That's an issue. So it's really important to make sure that you can scale your platform, but you also know what you're looking at, right? All systems and et cetera that have logs, you know, are telling you who did what, when, and how. And if you lose that information, that's like almost like losing the keys to your kingdom to know exactly what happened. If you have an investigation, you're blind.
Yeah, and in hindsight is 2020, right? So presumably for this organization, they can now look at their logs and go, ah, there it is. Now I see it. The challenge is learning from that, being able to look back, look at yourself, look at others, perhaps leveraging a partner who has insight into a lot of this, and even perhaps even threat intelligence to say, here's what we're seeing. That needle in the haystack is going to be in this area versus just the team scrambling trying to figure out where something is. And I'm wondering, with that in mind, how you see organizations, and perhaps even this one in particular, balancing compliance with the needle looking, right? Because it's one thing to invest a lot and be HIPAA compliant and high trust accredited, whatever it is, and another to actually meet the purpose of those regulations and standards and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a balancing act. And if you are just ticking a box and saying, yep, we've got logging, we've got monitoring, and here it is, you're doing yourself a disservice. As I mentioned previously, it's better to have an awareness, your team to know what are you looking for? Who are those threat actors? You know, a lot of hospitals are being targeted by other foreign countries. They're getting state-sponsored attacks recently because they wanted information on COVID-19 vaccines and what was being seen there. So having a strong program with SMEs subject matter experts that know your risk profile, that know what data you have and how to protect it, is going to be of extreme value to your company. And not just, you know, in a hospital, if you think about like retail, being able to scale around the busiest time of the year, right? In Christmas, Thanksgiving here in the US, that's a huge time for credit card transactions online. And if you're not monitoring that environment, able to handle that amount of influx of data, raw data, you're going to be at a disadvantage because someone's going to be attacking you, chances are, and you're not going to see it. And it's going to lead to a breach. You know, PCI has requirements as well as, you know, obviously HIPAA, HITRUST, NIST, of course, ISO. And if you're not doing these things appropriately, just to tick the box, you're not going to have any value at all. And you will be breached.
You will be rich.
You will be. I mean, it's just inevitable, right? We all will be at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. There is that joke that, you know, you're running a pen testing gig. It's just either you know it or not.
Exactly.
Sometimes
yeah,
happens. Absolutely. But as you went there in some other industry, another example, I was going to, actually, you beat me to the point. I was going to ask you some other case scenario maybe that you have witnessed. And also, not just the industry, but even size, maturity of a company. How can somebody benefit from a better visualization and clarity in the data independently if you're a huge corporation with your team, or if you're more of a medium company that still needs to comply.
Yeah, of course. Every company should be taking this very seriously. We're in a digital age, and not only are technologies changing every day, but those threat actors are as well. They're becoming more sophisticated. We've all heard about it. So no matter what your size is, you should know what you're trying to protect. So if you have logs of a system that you know are going to be storing personal identifiable information, EPHI, credit card information, et cetera, know what you're looking for. Set those alerts for the monitoring on those key inputs at whatever frequency makes sense for your company, and have someone sitting on the other side of the glass who's looking at it. It's not going to do you any good if you have an awesome, you know, security operations center set up, but that no one's doing anything with the data. So as you're going through your own maturity from, you know, a small startup into a, you know, a multinational organization, to have the flexibility to scale your program and your platform to meet the demand that your company is seeing is extremely important. But, and also having that elasticity as well, right? It's like, I use retail as a good example. Sure, it's great to scale up when you're super busy, but what about scaling back down when you're not busy, when you're not in those, you know, those ebbs and flows of supply and demand? You want to have that cost savings there as well. And in that downtime, you can go back and, you know, if you have an internal audit team or an external company that comes in and looks at your data, you can really look at what you've recorded through your logs and refine those alerts and your monitoring techniques to make sure that you're still staying relevant, because it will change.
Yeah, and I think an interesting point here is, I know we joke about every company is going to be breached, but the reality is there will be some form of compromise, big or small. Something small can turn into something big, right? So it's not just a matter, it's not about stopping an attack or preventing all threats and closing out all risk. It's about being prepared to handle that. And that kind of brings me to the last point that I wanted to make here, or to talk about before we wrap, is the real impact to the team in terms of MTTD and MTTR. That's mean time to detection, mean time to response. And you need to be able to see it fast, and then also have the information to close it out quickly. And as you share some of the confession here, Kayla, I want to pick your brain a little bit on the point of siloed data, because you may have the data as well, and you may be able to use it to detect, but if it's collected in a certain way, PCI separate from HIPAA, separate from fraud, separate from whatever, you may not be able to get the full picture anyway for a proper response across the board for the business, which is what really matters, right? It's not just blocking an attack. It's to protect the business, its revenue, and its assets. So a mouthful there for me, but from your perspective, MTTD, MTTR, siloed data, how do you deal with that to be ready?
Yeah, I think, you know, for companies nowadays, it's great to have that holistic view. You want to have, you know, the top down, bottom up. You want to have everything almost in a data flow. So you know, if someone is going to get in through system X, they're going to be able to move all the way across to Z. They're going to get back to A. And really, where does everything interconnect and what data is stored where that's at your highest risk? It's to me, you know, having the information of, you know, timestamp, event status, error codes, the service name, application name, whatever it might be, user or system account, IP addresses, operating system events, et cetera, all of those things recorded is going to help you to kind of trace this this potential attacker through your environment. And, you know, having the ability to see all these things will make you respond faster. Your mean time to respond is going to be down. I think, you know, I've seen some places where there's an alert and they can respond and kind of start following the, like sniffing the trail within, you know, 5 minutes of seeing something. They can hone in on it. They can, you know, click into it and see exactly what details they are. They can flip back over to somebody else on their team and say, hey, have you seen this type of threat actor before? Because of course, in your industry, you should be tracking those things because they tend to be the same people over and over again. Just with, you know, same methodology, just different approaches. So having the ability to see across your entire network and where things are connected, will help you to kind of paint a better picture and prevent further contamination through your environment.
Perfect. So to wrap here, this was another interesting, and again, in a joke kind of way, the presentation from Devo will make you laugh. So obviously, I do invite to click on those links where we're going to put all these other more in-depth conversation about this confession. But they, I think the lesson is that we need to listen. It's not just about coming up with the new things, a new way to collect data, a new way to protect. Let's listen to the practitioner. And I know that Devo's always been doing that. The people that are on the line, those are the ones that really know what they need and what they don't. And Sean, I think this is really
they have a voice, right?
Which exactly. is exactly just do this
again. Again, these confessions are it's a little bit of poking fun at the industry here, but the reality is the teams are struggling, right? The individuals are struggling. They're trying to make the most of the tools they have at hand, and things are happening, right? In this particular confession, something bad happened. And if they only had a better set of data, a better set of tools that scaled, gave them more clarity, more visibility, and more confidence in their ability to do their job, I think that's ultimately what we're trying to capture here. So one of many confessions. Thank you, Kayla, for sharing this one with us. We have a total of 5 we're going to be running through. We invite you to listen to the others. They'll be on itspmagazine.com and their story, as well as logshonesttruth.com. And there is where you find the truth, Marco.
What's truth anyway?
On that site, in the logs.
So, thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and the story made you think, then share itspmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.